And at the same time, I told you that to break this relationship is haram. The other ayat says, قُلْ تَعَالُوا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It's haram upon you to break this relationship. Going back to the first ayat, where the wujub, where the fardiyat of this relationship comes, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah has decreed that you should not worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you should be kind towards your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. Either you will get one of them in their old age. That is where your role comes in. Because initially it is their role. Now it is your role. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. One of them or both of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, two things you mustn't do and two things you must do. Two things you mustn't do, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say to them a word of contempt. Ulama say that if there was any word that would portray any contempt less than the word "uff" would have been used in the Quran. That means even the slightest amount of contempt verbally should not be spoken from that mouth. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not show an action of contempt. Do not do any action that will show that you are warding them off in any way. No action. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substitutes those two actions with two things you have to do. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And say to them a noble word. And in action, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلْ. And submit to them. And submit your wing to them. Your humbleness and submission you should show to them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Out of kindness, out of passion. Don't do it because of duty. Go one step higher. You're doing it because of the compassion that you have in your heart for your parents. Which means that a person must have the compassion of their parents at heart. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. And then make dua for your parents also. And say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. O Allah, you have mercy upon them. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Like they had mercy upon me when I was small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not have emphasized the importance of a parent up to the extent that the Quran says that if a person's parent is non-Muslim, mushrik, polytheist, don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there also Quran says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have given you good advice to treat your parents properly, kindly, in a good manner. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. With only one prerogative. That if they make you do something that is against the sharia, then لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Then there is absolutely no obedience to any creation at the expense of the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, Hazrat Asma bint Abi Bakr, this is the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, says that my mother came to me, قَدِمَتْ عَلَيَّ أُمِّي وَهِيَ مُشْرِكَ. While she was mushrika, fi ahdi رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. So I went to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and I asked, do I join this relationship with my mother? Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes. On another occasion, the mother comes along again and the daughter goes to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and says, that she is coming to me only because of one purpose. She is only coming for some material benefit to me. That if she comes to visit me, then I give her something material. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then too you must fulfill that. Quran says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And live with them in the world in a goodly manner. Wherever the word ma'rufa comes in the Quran, it means whatever the norm is in that society. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the most beloved action in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are three actions. As-salatu ala waqtiha, to perform your salah on its time. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, thumma ayyun, and then which one? He says, birr al-walideen. And then to be righteous towards your parents. Thumma ayyun. And then he was asked which one. Then he said, thumma al-jihadu fi sabilillah. On an occasion. Now jihad, at certain occasions it's fard. Then become fard kifaya. It could be sunnah. It could be nafil. There are different degrees. On an occasion, a sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks permission to go fi sabilillah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, ahayyun walidak? Are your parents alive? He says, yes. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Then go and earn the reward of jihad by them. One hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِلْزَمْ رِجْلَيْهَا. Go and attach yourself to the feet of your mother. This is an expression. It don't mean that you have to physically do that. It means that you must be in the khidmah of your mother. فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ. So that is where Jannah is for you. And for the father, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that أَوْسَطُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ, that the most perfect, the easiest, and that which will gain you entrance into Jannah most favorably is if you take care of your father. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on to say that either you can establish this, you can use this door or you can waste this door. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave three curses to a person. Sahaba said, who is this person? They said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, man adraka abawayhi inda al-kibar. That person who acquires his parents in old age, ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, either one of them, falam yudkhulil jannah, and by serving them he didn't get jannah. And the famous hadith in Ramadan that we quote, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took one step on the minbar and he said Ameen. Another step he said Ameen. And the third step he said Ameen. One of the du'as that he made was بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ الْكِبَرْ فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ إِسْلَامُ. That person who acquired his parent in old age and he did not use that to enter into Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, how can I expiate for a sin that I have caused? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that sahabi, do you have a mother? He said, yes. He said, then go make her khidmah. And this will expiate for that sin that you have caused. And if you don't have a mother, then your khala. Khala is an Arabic word. The mother's sister. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-ummu al-khalatu bi-manzilati al-um. That the mother's sister is on the same status of the mother. One hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi comes along and says that I missed the chance. I missed the chance of being kind to my mother for whatever reason. He said, then go make khidmah for your khala. And if your parent has passed away, there's a hadith for that. إِذْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلِمَ. A person came from the tribe of Banu Salima to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, hal baqiya min birri abawayya shay'un? Is there anything now that I can do that is still left upon me, still incumbent upon me after my parents pass away? Aburruhuma bihi ba'da mawtihima. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, na'am. Number one, as-salatu alayhima. You must make dua for them. Number two, wal istighfar lahuma. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Number three, infadu ahdihima min ba'dihima. If they left any pledges, promises, If they had any promises that they had made to others, you must try to fulfill that. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ أَلَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And join those ties which were only those that were relationships because of your parents. Now go and look for those people and join ties with those people who you could have only joined because of your parents. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was once traveling and he saw a Bedouin. When he met this Bedouin, he gave him his turban, he gave him his conveyance, and he gave him a whole lot of gifts. Sahaba around him said to him, that why do you give a Bedouin so much? Hum yardawna bil yasir. They are people that a little suffices them. He said, you don't know that this person's father was Umar ibn al-Khattab's friend. And I am son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and this is the son of this person. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna abarra al-bir, the most virtuous of righteousness is silatul walad ahlu wuddi abi. To join the ties of the beloved of his parents. Another very important hadith I will conclude with. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that three du'as that are always accepted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Da'watum mustajabat. La shakka fihinna da'watul mazloom. One is an oppressed person's dua. Du'aul musafir, a person that is on a journey. And the third, al walid ala waladihi. A parent, when he makes dua for his son or for his child or his daughter, that dua is uninterrupted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. So it is very important that as much as we would like obedient parents, obedient children, our du'as are very important on behalf of our children. That the more du'as that we make for our children, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them hidayat to do that which is in conformance to our benefit when we are out of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.